Tape players are much more available over there than one may think. Battery-powered ones could be used where there was no electricity. However, individuals told of taking their tapes to places where there was a player. Even though the exact amounts could not be filled, materials were sent in large quantities to these 211. Now, over the years, this number is down to about 100, but occasional boxes are sent as responses come reporting God's work there. Boys and girls, did you understand? There were pastors over there who do not have even a Bible themselves. How many Bibles does your family have? Do you thank God you have enough Bibles? Are you learning some language beside English? We mentioned Spanish. Maybe some of you know other languages. In all African schools, along with their native language, they must learn English. Most letters are well written in very polite English. When they want to wish you well, they will write, "More grease to your elbows." When explaining that a car was being started, they write, "The car was growling as it woke up." Some write, "I pray that your brook dry not," meaning that you have all your needs supplied. One wrote, "I was almost going to give up because no man was willing to stand by me, even my people, whom I bank on, that is, my parents, stood backwards." He meant they were against him for walking with the Lord. Boys and girls, you are so happy to be taught about Jesus. Most of you have heard these stories since little. One rich man from Africa wrote he enjoyed what was written about Jesus and so much would like to go to see him. He asked to be told where Jesus lived. Did he still live in Israel? He wanted his address and phone number so he could make arrangements to go. Raymond wrote back to him, telling the story of Jesus to this very hungry man who knew so very little. Later, Raymond received a collect call from him from Africa. He was glad to be able to help him more during those 20 minutes. Now, wasn't that exciting? In Malawi, a Muslim who would not ever pick up a piece of Christian literature bought some vegetables wrapped in pretty colored paper. It was a tract that was torn up. Someone probably wanted to be mean and tore up the Jesus Said tracts. It wasn't a nice thing to do, but God used those torn tracts so that this Muslim would learn about Jesus. That's a real mystery, how God uses the wrong someone may do to bring glory to Him and good out of it. This man had only a portion of the tract, but the address was complete. Apparently, the few words he did have really stirred his curiosity over and over. Finally, he wrote so he could know what else the whole paper told about. Tracts were sent to him after we received his letter. Did he become a believer? Only God knows. Boys and girls, you know machines are needed to duplicate or copy tapes. Raymond started with a duplicator that copied one tape at a time. Then he was able to buy a machine that copied two at a time. Thousands of tapes were run on those two machines. About 10 years ago, a gift to the ministry helped him buy two more machines that each copied three at a time. The Lord later directed him to buy a professional copier valued at $5,000 from a church in Washington, D.C., but he only had to pay $600 for it. Sometimes these machines need repairs. The repairman offered to sell Raymond one that duplicated 11 tapes at one time, but he wanted $3,000 for it. Raymond told him he didn't have the money for it. Several months later, when Raymond was there again, the man asked if the ministry could use this machine. "Of course we could use it," Raymond responded, "but there still is no money for it. Take it along. I've come down to $1,500 for it," the man encouraged. "You can send me the money when you get it."